Okay, cool. So I had a meeting with Noah this morning, and I talked about those top four things that he's got on his to-do list. So he's definitely gonna be deep into the drafts of the branded testimonial and the challenge. I said, we have to be almost signed off by Friday. Hopefully signed off, if not super close to being signed off. And he said he's totally fine with that. He was waiting on a final confirmation on the comp plan. Because he said sometimes he feels challenged. I don't know if this is 100% legitimate or not, but sometimes he feels challenged that it's because so many people are approving or giving feedback that he's sometimes not 100% sure when it is
What the
approved.
final is, I agree with that.
It's a really good issue, and really what you know,
I'd
and
be
it's hard with
concerned.
the. Yeah, so and I do owe him some feedback on that. So I think what we need to do is this. I think the way to do it is that every project needs to have a project owner, and the project owner is the person who is the ultimate sign-off. So, that's it. So, it would be my call if I'm the project owner, on the first draft to say, okay, give Debbie and Aaron, a chance to look at it, blah, 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 blah. And then after I see that draft and we make some changes and whatever, then it would be my call to say, okay, let's get Debbie and Aaron's feedback, again, or no, that I think they've had their chance. It's pretty small changes. I'm just going to go ahead and sign off on it. So if you want to let him know that that's the way we really need to operate, and
Okay.
or if you want me to put an email out, I could certainly, put an email out, whichever you'd prefer, as to how you want that communicated. But I think that's a good, realistic subject.
Well, I think I don't mind if you want to put a quick email out, and then on our kind of Tuesday operational meeting like that we have like with the operators, and then a Wednesday meeting with Noah, I can re-go over that. And then if you'll just let him know that when you're done with that one, so he can get it to the printer this like today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I need to, I do, and we've been, and we've been out of rhythm a little bit here, and part of it is, I've been traveling and all that
Oh
sort of stuff,
yeah.
but yeah, we definitely, over the next 30 to 60 days need to see if we can be pushing fewer projects and pushing them to completion instead of inserting seven projects into three projects, and now everything is kind of half done and nothing's done, and
Oh
and
yeah.
Exactly.
Be better.
And I know that it was a pain for me to push the projects for the March event like when I did, but now we don't have to worry about them. Like they're not going to be, I'm not going to be going, "Hey, we need this ad, we need this banner, we need this, this flyer or whatever," because the artwork's already been done. All we have to do is take the ad and print it. That's our flyer for the thing. The postcards that I've asked to be worked on, those are going to be used
Right,
there as
over and over
well. So,
again.
yeah. So a lot of this it actually is forward thinking, even though it looks like
Yeah.
I'm more
No,
asking
no,
for it. For now, it does create, less work in the future.
no. Yeah, absolutely. It's not just you, it's all of us. I mean, so we just need to get in a little better rhythm. But that's good. I'm glad Noah's on top of stuff, and we'll get a whole bunch of stuff out the door here in the next week or two, and I think that will be exciting to have new testimonials published and have some new print materials, so it'll be good.
Cool. So, oh, go ahead, Erin.
I just wanted to make a comment too about since we're talking about Noah and so there's two things that we actually I feel that we kind of really need that we haven't got yet, which is the professional price list being updated with the transformation packs, as well as the enrollment pack flyer being updated to have the current enrollment options. Like that's something that we are sending out very often to new prospective professionals so that they can create their 250 BV order. And previously, I was able just to send them the price list and then, a quick email explaining what to do or whatever. And then now I have to go in and like also explain the enrollment packs or like send if give them the link to their person's thing or
Okay,
you know
so
like our
So tell
so
me
we just
one more
basically
time.
Need to add a. Okay, sorry.
Well, no. Okay, so it's price list modification. Is it basically bringing the member price list, the professional price list, up to par with the member price list that we did hurriedly
exactly,
for the
yeah.
event? And
yes.
Is that it? I mean, is that it? I heard you say
it's,
two different things that I caught.
That one's it's that, and then the enrollment pack flyer that we have. We have it in the back office for like members to use to introduce people to our enrollment packs.
The enrollment pack flyer. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the enrollment packs aren't on the professional price list or the member price list. Those are they're in a separate flyer.
Uh-huh.
Or obviously they're on the website in the enroll section as well. But it would just be a really wonderful thing to have.
Well,
if we had those.
I'm going to even go back a step further than that. My understanding is that the member price list was updated, but I don't see an updated member price list on the internet. So we may have gotten some over to Kathy.
Well, we did. So maybe Debbie just needs to put it on there.
If you send it to me, yeah, I'll put it up there.
Okay.
Yes. So let's.
I will send it right now.
Price list updated. That'd be great to put that up. And then I agree. And I did, Aaron, give some direction on creating a more integrated member and retail customer and preferred customer price list.
Yeah.
Along with notations for organic and kosher and all that sort of stuff. So that I think is in your court. So I will take an updated enrollment flyer. If you could take on the integration of a kind of master price list and also a new professional price list.
So Noah and I talked about price list today, actually, and so we had kind of categorized it phase one, phase two. I thought I'd already asked him to get all of phase one, do phase one for retail preferred everything, which is just getting the transformation on it and get it to Debbie. So I'm sorry that didn't happen. But he may have already done it, and the ball may have been dropped, like he just never got it to Debbie. Otherwise, he can do that very quickly. And then we called it a phase two price list with all the integrated changes. So I figured that there was a lot of other things more important than the super integrative price list that we had to finish first. So when you talk to him about it, to be clear, Aaron, call it the phase one, and he'll know exactly what that means. Just get it's the transformation.
Okay,
so
phase one for the professional list.
Yeah, so if I could use new terminology then, the phase one for the member price list is done but not on the website, so we need to get that. And then
yeah, I just sent
if
it.
You can, mm-hmm. Yeah, so perfect. So then, Aaron, if you can give Noah the simple changes to add transformation onto the professional and to the preferred and to the retail, I guess, so that all of our price lists are updated with at least a transformation pack, that would be important. And then after that's done, then go and do a more integrated price list that's, more of a marketing piece. I'll take ownership of the enrollment pack flyer.
Okay, cool.
Okay. I added to my list. I'm not 100% sure how fast I'll be able to do it since I still haven't even been able to attempt the other assignment that you asked me to do because it's been crazy.
Well, I actually put Noah and I were talking about we called it phase two integrated price list as, to be realistic, end of February, end-ish of February. So hopefully we can, I don't think anybody's going to die without it, for the next 2 weeks. So it gives a little bit pad in there.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. And so the enrollment pack flyer, so I'll let Noah know that something's coming on that as well. So I was saying about Noah, and then I told him that you were giving feedback, David, regarding the certificates, that you'd be getting that back to him in a day or two. So he knows that those are all very hot. A different subject that came up was we had talked, I think it was 2 weeks ago, about putting a little congratulations letter together for when we mailed out the certificates. So he was going to make a Word document with a transformation letterhead, and then there was going to be either Dave Sandoval or Dave Litt was going to draft a little paragraph or a couple paragraph congratulation letter.
Yeah, it's still in my court.
Okay, perfect. And then Alicia was going to mail merge that on in Word document to make it more customized. So
That's great. I think that's where, again, I'm trying not to, when I haven't even seen the first draft of a challenge flyer and other stuff, I'm trying not to create more chaos.
I know, yeah.
And so so he's right. That's in my court. I want to get the few things out first, certificates and other stuff done, but I will create a letter, so I'm glad he reminded me, but it's on my list.
So we put 2-5 because now that the certificates aren't approved as of yet, it's probably all not going to happen until next Monday, Tuesday. So do you think that 2-5 is reasonable for the little letter? Or if it's not, it's fine. But anyway, that's just what we put. But
absolutely. I'll have it done for that.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, and then, so Aaron, this might be new for you. I think I talked with David Litt and Dave Sandoval about it, that the catalog, we only printed enough. We only printed like 5,000 catalogs, and we're moving them much quicker. So I would like any revisions in by, like, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, so Noah can have art done by 2/28, so we can be at the printer by 2/28, 3/1-ish, and we should have plenty of catalogs, so we won't run out by then. And Noah and I flipped through the catalog today, and we found 4 pages, super easy. So if David Litt or Dave Sandoval has an idea how you would like 4 catalog pages laid out for the transformation, if you want to give input or if you want to just say, do something very similar to the support piece. We're going to have at minimum 4 pages.
The support piece has got holes in it, though, so I agree that it should be very similar to the support piece, but it should be the revised support piece.
The updated support piece.
Correct.
Exactly. So that's why it's after.
Not the support piece.
It's the marketing piece.
The recruiting piece. The marketing piece.
The Dave Sandoval one. Yeah, the Dave Sandoval one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the Koya one.
Not the Koya one, the Dave Sandoval one.
Okay.
And Noah does.
Don't need revisions.
Right. So anyway, if we could circle around and get our changes together, and Aaron, you're good with the little teeny, like the technical changes, like, you know, the spellings and stuff, if you found any of those, by like 2/20-ish, if we could get those gathered together, so then he could have a week to implement all of our stuff.
Okay.
And then the next thing did come to the transformation materials revision, which that's the Koya and the Dave flyers. And so those we're hoping if anyone else has input on them, it could be, you know, in the next 2 or 3 days, because we are getting kind of low on those materials. We certainly don't want to run out, and we do have some great new testimonials. Does the lady.
So wait. So you're looking for me to give new testimonials, or who's in charge and owns?
Yeah,
that?
Who is in charge? Because I was just going to ask about Demetria. Do we have something in writing or any photos so far of Demetria?
No.
Is there any way we could get? Is there any way should we try to get that in the next 3 to 5 days?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we'll just go with like
her.
The. So we'll just go with more like the James Jewels and the Bernies and the other people on the transformation website.
Adding them, you know.
Exactly. Later for the next print in 2 months, you know.
Yeah.
So is that Aaron, since you own testimonials for the most part, is that your kind of deal, or whose deal is
I
that?
Can. Yeah, David's very good at that, though.
He's good at it.
Because
you can shorten it and get the testimonial just the way you want it. So, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I got it. So, new testimonials
great.
For the back of the back of the marketing piece.
Correct. Yeah. And then,
did you hear that Glenn Smith was able to get off his diabetes medication? They're doing 2 of our transformations.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
he's had good before and afters, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Dave Sandoval, this is a little bit more related to you, but the Purium Radio Offer website, the www.puriumradio offer, Noah actually was forward thinking. He said, let me finish the support material with the better testimonials, or not, excuse me, the marketing brochure with the better testimonials, and
yeah.
then he'll put all of that stuff. So he said, could I have like a due date of 2/8 or something like that? That gives 1 week to get the marketing brochure up to speed, and then he'll take all that info and dump it into
a... Well, I had given him all of my suggested changes as of yesterday.
He has those. He had them in his hand when we were talking.
Oh, awesome. So what was the question? I apologize. I was anticipating what I thought you were asking and wasn't listening good enough.
Oh, Kent, is it okay for him to wait till 2/8 to get an approve on the David Sandoval marketing brochure and then dump all that information into a Purium Radio offer website, which is the parallel website of like a Koya or a Kelly, but when you do the radio shows?
Except that I'm doing radio shows, you know, often.
I know, that's what I mean, told him. But and he's like, well, then he's like, so what do I do? Then he just said, well, what do I do? What do you want me to do? So I said, I'll find out.
Well, I have two interviews with my IT people today. So so if you have a list of, those type of things that need to be done, I will have one of the, I will make sure that one of them is very capable of doing that work, and we could get Noah some help immediately. Would that be a good answer? Or no?
Sure. I mean, he's
2/8. That's nearly 10 days away.
Well, it's
I just want to make sure I'm understanding what we're talking about. Basically, we're making a landing page, a celebrity landing page for Dave, so that.
When I direct people from the radio show, they have some place to go.
Yep. And
those are the ones that will be farmed out, like the orphans will give to leaders.
Yeah.
They go
yep.
into like a group exactly. account. Well, as fast as I guess now it puts a little bit more pressure on David Litt, the faster we can get the new testimonials revised. I mean, because that was the only reason he wanted to wait, is he wanted to get the fresh testimonials.
Well, we have to have something. I'm going on the radio every couple of days.
Yeah.
So,
can we get those
schedules? We got a little bit of a chicken and the egg sort of thing going on because I've been waiting for
I'm on this
14
Friday.
Days for Noah to give me the branded testimonial thing. So he needs to create the template. I'll give him the info, and then we'll get it approved and up on Dave's site. And so
how about we push for... So 2/8 is too long, but like immediately after he says it takes him like.
I have a pretty big show coming up on Sirius Radio
on what day?
Friday.
You mean tomorrow, Friday?
Tomorrow,
like 2 days.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know that I didn't have. I didn't know where, and I don't need to have the ego site. I just as long as we have someplace to direct them, and I already did that. I just told him to go to.
My Purium gift /transformation.
/transformation, yeah. That's
and use radio as the code.
Yeah, so that won't matter for this Friday because I already gave him something else, you know. But
2/8. I mean, that's already 2/1 this Friday. So 2/8. It's only one more week, and maybe we can get it done by Tuesday.
Yeah, that's not the end of the world. We can't have everything done yesterday, so that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
And then a couple more little things here. He says he's, and I told him just resend it back out because I'm sure it's lost by now. He's waiting for an approval for a programmable PDF for some event flyer that people can take on their own and make their own event flyers. But he said the template never got approved, so he hasn't given it to Debbie to put up yet.
Just resend it to me. That'd be fine.
Perfect. That's what I told him to do. And then the only other thing from my side is it's a request for Debbie is in our image depository in the back office sales and marketing or whatever side. If we could get some transformation images there, because I think that was a request that came through somewhere. But so then I was asking Noah about it, and he goes, oh, I think I already sent those all individually as PNG files to Debbie like for other purposes. Does that ring any bells with you?
Yeah,
well, what
I think.
Do you want there? I mean, that's all I need to know.
Well, I was thinking that if people, like, there's a group shop that I actually couldn't find online, like, where it has the bag and the tape measure and all the products and stuff.
I've never received that picture from them.
Oh, okay. So can you ask Noah, because he definitely took it, and
yeah,
he
yeah,
has.
Yeah, I saw it on a new flyer or something. It's like, oh, I don't have that image. Okay.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere
too.
Yeah,
I think that would be good. I think that would be good.
Oh, the transformation logo. You know, the thick to thin, and you know, the whole David Sandoval, like, all laid out, like, in the. You know, like it is on the bag, basically, and I think
now
that
have,
we
have. You
have
seen the transformation image depository, though. You have seen that depository.
Where is that? Maybe I didn't.
It's under. Well, let me see. Did I not put it on? Under the transformation challenge, under marketing, there's logos and images, and also if you go
to
the main page.
Yeah, so you need to take all those images and also put it in the other logos and images.
Okay, I see that. Yep, I'll just add another link there. Yep, no problem.
Oh, can you tell me where to view here, transfer brochures, audios, videos, et cetera? Is it there?
If you log into the back office, right under, if you click under promotions, 10-day transformation, and it's also under marketing tools.
Oh,
promotion.
Transformation challenge.
Now, I didn't see that. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So, yes. So, taking all those and put them in the general image depository.
Okay,
the other image that we need, Amy, since you're talking about images, is the gift card that we have in the images is an old gift card.
Okay. So, I know he's taken a picture of the new one.
Do I have the new one online? If I do, I'll just grab it from there. I didn't even think of that.
It's not in the image depository, but maybe it's somewhere else.
If you look under just the regular website under gift card marketing, is that the new gift card image or no? Pure and Premium Superfoods $50 gift card? Just on the main website under gift card marketing on the main website?
I'm sure it is. Yes, that's
okay.
Annoying.
Okay, I'll change that out then.
Cool.
So just some image stuff like that, and then I do know that a lot of the newer people are much more savvy, you know, like Facebook and social media and all that stuff. So all these new tools that we've created, basically, like Dave's poster and the little postcard and all that stuff. Like I didn't really know this was happening, but it is sucking up some of Noah's time. He enlightened me today that a lot of the people that personally met him at the tour, he's doing personal things for. And then like the guy Roland came in yesterday and he did a couple personalized things for him yesterday, which is great, and I loved it.
No. What happened?
No,
Roland
yeah.
came in and Noah did personalized things for him?
I guess. That's what Noah told me that.
It's no.
Okay, well, so we're talking about it today. I mean, I want to be customer service ordered as much as possible, and we don't know how to be rude about it. You know, it's hard when you're in the moment, so we're talking about it now, and it is taking up some of Noah's time, and I guess some of the people have contacted him personally, and so he told me, I'm doing a lot of little personal things for people, and then he used the Roland thing as an example, which I just found out about today, so
I don't mind telling people no, tell some people no.
Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, so out of that conversation, I came out of it, well, let's put these fillable PDF forms online somewhere so they can do their own things, you know, and now people that are a little bit more savvy. So like the poster that Dave created, the little postcard that goes along with it, like, can we put those up there somewhere where then we just direct people, these are the things we have, you fill them in yourself.
Yeah, cool. Good. Yeah. And I didn't mean to get testy at you. I'm getting testy at Roland because he, you know, has enrolled like one person and taken up a lot of time with a lot of people. It's just, so that's okay.
Okay. So anyway, that's pretty much it. Is there any action or that we can do to get that poster and postcard up there, or like who do I tell
I've got a whole bunch of changes on it that I'd like Noah to look at and do, and then have Dave make the final decision since it's his project.
Okay.
But
perfect.
So I actually just finished that. So I will email that to Noah to take a look at and, you know, kind of do an alternative version, if you will, and then Dave can take
okay.
a look and see which one he likes better.
Perfect. Okay, well, that sounds good. I've taken a lot of time, so I think I'll pass to the next person.
So just one more thing on operations, Amy. Dave asked, are we going to extend hours tomorrow or no?
Well, I guess we could ask if we ask Derica to stay, then we won't be able to get her to come in quite as early to help, but we could ask her to stay till 7, I think would be reasonable. But how late did you want to extend the hours? What were you guys thinking?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I think we have
Hello?
Some kind of interruption.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Dave.
Okay. I don't know what happened, but I got cut out of the call, so I haven't been here for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, David Litt was asking, and so I just want to know what kind of later hours were you thinking when you mentioned that? Like 7 or?
What are you guys, I was thinking, yeah, something like that. If we announced that we were having operator coverage for a little bit later, I thought that might be seen as accommodating people trying to close out, you know, their month.
I can definitely ask Derica to stay till 7. That puts her probably not being able to show up, and like the earliest that she could show up really would be more like 10:30 if we're going to ask her to stay till 7.
Yeah.
So is it better to have... Okay.
And I don't know.
And then we could be somewhat flexible
Rodney,
about message.
Rodney might be willing to go and help out for a couple hours at the end of the day as well.
Or we could be, you know, we're usually somewhat flexible about, like, orders before noon. If the person says, hey, you know, I really need this, we usually accommodate them if it's on the first up to noon.
What are we talking about? I'm just simply talking about people who want to, you know, place orders and anticipating a very busy end of the month. Can somebody hit star 5 if you're there next to Steven? Or because it's loud. Or star 6, whatever it is that mute you.
So basically, we have two ways to help manage the situation. We can do one, the other, or both. Derica staying till 7. Would be option one or option A. Then what we have been doing in months prior is we kind of informally or formally, I'm not sure how we announce it, but if we let people call in orders up through noon on the 1st, and we will backdate them into February to get the points straight, like if they just realize it at the very last second. And they get on the 1st, they kind of get the option to say, hey, I need this backdated or let it go for March.
Okay. What David, you have an opinion on that? Because I'm just putting it out there as a...
I would say for now, let's if we can extend the hours, I think that's a public, cool show of customer service. I think informally we can... talk to Kathy and some others and just let them know that if there's an order that or enrollment that needs to happen backdated, we'll do that. And then we can decide, you know, in the next month or two whether that's a formal policy that we want to implement and allow everybody to know about. But I think the extending hours is a good idea, and taking the backdated orders informally is a good idea too.
I always let customers know if they call in and leave a voicemail before midnight that we will definitely help them the next day and the order will be placed in the correct month. That's what I tell everyone.
As I do, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so is there any language like in that you got 4 hours left or whatever, or the 1 day left, is there any language we need to change in that blast email to reflect those couple things?
I don't think so. I'm going to send out an email probably today or tomorrow that would be for the recognition of people in December, and I'll include extended hours through 7 o'clock Pacific, and we'll just leave it at that. We're not going to get into backdating orders and whatever, but I'll make sure that Kathy especially knows, you know, if she gets, you know, as she goes through the day tomorrow, I'll let her know that, you know, we want her to make it, and hopefully she can by noon the following day.
And, hey, Aaron, before we 100% announce that, can you slip a note under Derica's nose to make sure she doesn't have some prior obligation she couldn't stay till 7?
Sure. You want me to do that right now?
Okay. Do you mind just so we could...
Dave and Amy are requesting that she help us out by staying till 7 on
work 10:30 in the morning till 7. Can she do it?
Okay. All right. One moment.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect. And even with her coming in at 10:30, that can start covering breaks and lunches. So even if a computer and a phone and all that stuff is a problem, she can just rotate people's desks while they leave for breaks and lunches.
I like it.
And, yeah, okay, great. Okay,
she
perfect.
Said yes, Karen.
There's nothing.
Okay, perfect.
Nothing,
okay, great. Thank you.
We don't want to interrupt momentum if we can. We want everybody to feel as though, you know, that we're making those efforts. And even if they go, hey, you had a hard time getting through, they go, I know, we added operators, we added hours, we da-da-da, and we're still, you know, that feels good. You know what I mean? So I think
we could possibly change the outgoing message and have them, you know, kind of say something. I used to do that when I had more control over the messages, but had more control over the outgoing message. I think Tom has to do it now, I believe. But we could change the outgoing message to say something about, you know, that if they leave a message that we'll still make sure to count it. For February, for January, if they would like.
I wouldn't worry about it. We're fine. We'll take care of everybody, and they know that. So we're good. We'll just extend the hours till 7 and take care of anybody through noon the following day. That's cool.
Cool. Sounds good. And
okay.
I didn't mean to bring up an extra issue. I just am, you know, cognizant of wanting to, you know, just widen the road and let everybody, you know, drive down it. So.
Nice.
Cool.
Go ahead,
what's
Dave.
Next on our agenda?
You.
Me. Well, for me, I am a little bit tired having gone out the last 2 weekends on the road. I'm sure David feels the same. But that tiredness is absolutely overwhelmed by, you know, the knowledge that this is an important time. It's sort of like being in it's almost the end of the third quarter, you know, and we got to have energy for the fourth quarter in a football analogy. And so there's no time to be tired. And so we've got to, you know, we've got to really stay focused on, like I said, those things that are getting in the way of potentially being successful. And out of stocks are my number one concern. I think we've got that covered. Phone coverage is my number two concern. I think we've got that covered. My third concern is the lack of cohesive, and this is not my issue, it's something everybody's been bringing up, a lack of cohesive transitional program, which I want to address immediately. What do you do, you know, as you're coming off of the transformation? And I think that's critical. And so if we could cover those things, you know, I think that you guys have all the other bases covered, that those are the things that I'm concerned about. Right now it's all about taking care of our leaders and making sure that they can succeed, honestly. I don't care what marketing pieces we have or you know, blah, 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 blah. That's all going to be important. But right now, the most important thing is that giving our leaders what they need to succeed.
Cool.
Yeah, so I guess what's the action for, like, maybe David, Dave and I, or David and Dave, about, like, when are we going to have those new packs developed, or when do we want to set a planning date to do something about that? Is that, because that's what you're talking
well,
about,
we
right?
Learned,
where people...
We learned from, I like to learn from people, Amy, and I've been talking to people who have come off of the transition, and they love using love because it makes them feel full.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, love has this way of filling you up, and that's what people want to do. And so having some love shakes, or we say, make a love shake with this type of fruit. You know, one with banana to get your potassium back up, and then make one with, you know, with you know, whatever, blueberries. And so we give some love shake transition recipes. I think that would be really cool. I think that we need to get the Superfoods for Supermodels protocols up there, which is what, you know, I've been directing my celebrities to. And so we need to fuse the Superfoods for Supermodels with some love shakes and literally make a plan. We need to say, on day one, do this. On day two, do that. And Aaron doesn't have a lot of time, so I could sit down with David Lynn or with Rodney, you know, someone, and we could just make a, you know, this is what you do the day that you get off. You know, you know, for the first 5 days you do this and then you do that. But I think we have to have those things from the Superfoods for Supermodels. They're already, you know, ready to go. They're cut and pastable. I think we've got some recipes from the Love Super Meal that are cut and pastable. And I think we just have to say, look, you know, here is, you know, here's the same thing we did with the Love Super Meal. You know, every 2 hours you pick one or two things off of this list and you have them, you know, and it could be a power shake or a love shake. You know, it could be, you know, a power shake or aminos, depending on, you know, I mean, so I think that we just need to not make it so variable, but make it flexible. So we have to say, you know, this is what we suggest you do. And then within that, go to this list and choose. You know what I mean?
It sounds so, very similar to the thing that we created when we created the control whole food meal. And you did do like a timeline and stuff. So I could send that to you if you want to revamp that. Because it also had like the food choices and everything.
Perfect. If we
can
take that.
Can I see that too, Aaron?
Yeah, sure.
And Aaron, was that evolved? Was that already evolved from the Superfoods or Supermodels? We had already like
the food choices basically were, yeah.
Cool. So we don't even need to go to Superfoods or Supermodels. We'll just use that as the starting point. So great. Is everybody okay with that? I want to make that my project priority.
Okay, perfect. That'd be great. And then at one point we talked about like maybe recommending Advanced Probiotic as like a month after or something like that. If you want to throw that in.
Get your suggestions in, everybody. Get your suggestions in. It'll keep you from having to make multiple revisions. So
I'll send you the control. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'll send you the control whole food meal plan as well as the little part that you put on the anabolic fast protocol about the 3 days after you stop, you know, to use the probiotics and stuff like that, so then maybe you can combine them.
Nice. Yeah, that's what we need to do. And then we need to start wiping clean all the contradictory multiplicity parts on the website, you know, that are confusing. You know, as long as they're not, you know, I mean, they're conflicting. If they're a little bit confusing, we can straighten it out, but we don't want them to be conflicting. Hold on 1 second.
I also had a request since Dave popped off for a second. Jody Kelly's friend that she bought to Long Beach is the colonic therapist.
Okay, sorry, guys.
Can I ask one quick question? Jody Kelly brought a colonic therapist to the last tour here in January, and so they hit me up together like, oh, if you revise the transformation protocols, do you think you could put one sentence in there that, like,
absolutely,
you talk about the flesh? Could you talk about colonics, like, one sentence or something?
Yes, we can. As long as we, you know, put a warrant, as long as they don't mind us saying that we don't believe that this is something that you do all the time, but it's something you do as needed, you know.
Yeah, or just like a recommendation that it would be okay, you know, it's just an option, like the saltwater flesh was an option.
Many people have had success adding that, and we encourage it if they want to. I think that's
okay,
definitely
cool.
Okay. I think it's a good thing.
Cool. Okay, it was still your turn, Dave, if you have anything else.
Well, just that I am working on getting Manny out here. I think that he will be amazing, and the way that I've got it, the way that we have it being done is that any of our members who wants to rent Manny, you know, for an event, for a personal appearance, whatever, they can.
Dave? Oh, Dave must be having problems
here
with his phone.
Yeah. Dave?
oh. Huh.
Do you want me to go, or?
Yeah, why don't somebody else go, and then we'll pick back up if he calls back in.
Okay. I don't know if I have a lot of stuff to communicate. We've got so many projects. I wasn't sure, Amy, if you wanted me to print that Purium project list for others, or just keep it kind of between Dave and you and me for now until we get a little further down the path. I wasn't sure your thoughts on that.
You know what? Yeah, let's get a little further down the path.
Okay. So I've put together a project list, which pretty much incorporates, you know, projects for the next 60 to 90 days, and there's a lot of detail on it, but Dave and Amy and I need to probably talk once or twice more before I publish it so that we don't go back and forth too much.
Christian, when he comes on board, if he comes on board, and I think that he is, but just want to let you know that if we do the trade show in Long Beach, which we're going to do, and we have Manny there next to a sign that says, get your picture taken with the largest athlete in the history of the planet, you know, and help join the challenge. And you know, I think that would be, that'd be pretty powerful.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Can you hear us, Dave?
That is so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's strange.
I'll go to the next subject I have.
Okay, and I hate to do this, but I had made a lunch date with my kids, and they just walked in. I can have a few more minutes, but I can't stay for a long time.
I have one quick question. Regards to on the gift card retail site. We do have the Green Foods Bible on there, and we've had requests to put the shaker bottle, and I wanted to question even the Bible, because There's no markup. I've seen only maybe one or two come through that it was part of their main product. Some have come through that it was like additional, so they've paid for it more or less. But I know that, you know, people have gone on there and wanted the shaker bottle, and even Aaron had to do it manually because it's not up there. And I just didn't think we should have sales aids, but I didn't know what I'd emailed you guys, but I hadn't heard back. So what do you want with those two on the enrollment site? Of course, it's there, and on the, you know, the promo site with the gift cards, it's there. But do we keep it on the retail site or no?
Yeah, for the shaker bottle, I did that twice, and I thought it was just a mistake that it wasn't there, and that's what they thought too. They're like, you didn't put your shaker bottle on there.
Hmm. I'm sorry, guys.
What do you think?
I would say let's put the shaker bottle and the Green Foods Bible on there. And if it gets abused, we could always pull it off. But, you know, I agree, it's a low-margin item, and it's not great for us to be including it. On the other hand, you know, if somebody wants to do the program, you know, so I my vote would be to put it on. But, Amy?
Yeah, let's just put it on. I mean, hopefully we won't sell tons of them through that way. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just watch it. The one subject, you know, if we're keeping it short, is we're looking at doing a lab tour on February 22nd, and I know, Amy, you kind of put a tentative note out there, and I just talked with Kathy, and the next one in March would probably be the 15th, and that
well,
might be
you must not have got my email this morning, huh?
No, what was the email?
Well, it was that I was requesting that move to the first weekend in April because of prior obligations.
There's no chance in hell, David. We have obligations that are just long-standing March obligations. Just not going to make that possible.
No problem. Okay. So, so you prefer the March 30th.
The
April, early April.
If we possibly could do it Friday, April 5th.
Okay.
April 3rd.
And if we have strong objections that we didn't make the commitment of making it in March, we could probably revisit that one more time. But that would be our preference, is April 5th. Because Good Friday is the 29th, so you're interfering with Easter. And we just
when's Easter?
Easter is the 31st.
Yeah, that we can't do it that weekend. No way.
Definitely. So it would have to be the 5th. So our prior obligations. Yeah.
No
just
okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Cool.
That's why I brought
Thank
it up.
Thank you.
Okay.
We don't have to go into it now, but before we do another tour, is there any way we can also kind of like figure out a better system as far as if people want to place orders that day? Because it kind of sets a bad precedent because, like, for instance, Roland doesn't realize that he should be calling and placing his order over the phone prior and then coming and picking it up as opposed to coming here and then bringing two people with them and then all of the operators are helping them and no one can answer the phones, you know, and it also just is really hard for shipping and everything.
Sorry,
what's that?
I assume you told Roland that today.
I did not tell him because it's like Amy said earlier, it's very awkward to like be like, you should have called beforehand. I know you didn't know that, but you should
no,
be doing
no,
that.
It's not you should have. It's now that you're here, let us tell you the way that we really do it. So it's not making him feel bad that he's showing up wanting to take an order. It's so that he doesn't show up the next time wanting to take an
order. I just couldn't find a way to really work it into the conversation without appearing rude. I'm like in a more subservient position than you are, so maybe like it's easier for you, but it's not as easier. It's not easy to bring that in the conversation, but I will attempt to do that in the future. But if we could just, when we do the tour, maybe like set a precedent like with – I don't know, maybe give them order forms at the beginning and then they can fill them out, give it to us like halfway through, and then we can process them while still taking phone calls, and then the shipping department will have more time. Because last time they were kind of like, where's our product? You know, it's taking a minute, and they didn't realize that, like, you know, Sabrina has to invoice
really good
it.
Idea.
And do all that.
I think it's a really good idea. I think that they, if they want to place an order, they need to fill out the order form and hand it in before they go on the tour, and then at the very end, before they leave, then
they
we'll
can pick
have
their product up.
Yep.
And Aaron, you can take the onus off yourself by saying, you know, I've spoken, you know, Amy's spoken to me or Dave has spoken to me, and this is how we need to handle it in the future.
Oh, I agree with Aaron that shouldn't have to be on her. We want her to be the one who always brings good news. I agree with her on that. So, you know,
okay.
It should be up to us to be the heavy on that.
Yeah, I'll have to be Roland.
And it's just a matter of us saying, by the way, this is in the handbook, and you really need to read the handbook, you know?
That's okay. I got it.
Thanks, David.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Can I say one my only thing? That it's a different subject, but it was just one thing I told Joel I would bring up. I called Joel Calandrio because he particularly had asked me about kosher products in the past. I let him know that we have more and that we, you know, added the thing to the website, and so he was requesting that we send out an e-blast and a text message to let everyone know.
Okay, cool.
It could be possibly be added in our future texts and e-blasts, you know.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Okay.
Great.
And the only thing for you, Amy, I sent that order for Norway that Heidi had asked me about with Ann Mickelson that hadn't arrived yet. It sat in L.A. from the 4th to the 21st, and I don't know why.
No earthly idea. We will have to inquire with the post office. I couldn't tell you whatsoever what's going on.
Okay. I was just going to tell Heidi, like, maybe she might want to call customer service and that maybe Sabrina could help her if she needed, like, our account, if we have, like, an account number or login information or something.
Yeah. You know what? Can I circle back with you on that a little bit later?
Sure. Sure. No problem.
Great.
Okay. Okay.
You know what? I'm sorry.
And I think Debbie's working on the transformation enrollment website that's having issues. I don't know if there's been any progress on that, but.
Yeah, I wrote you all the stuff back yesterday that Jeff's working on for it.
Okay, cool. Okay. That's all for me today.
All right. I think it's time to break. We'll talk.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, cool. Have a good one.
Thanks,
take care.
Everyone.
Bye. Have a good lunch.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amy's already gone. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.